Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, and I'm coming to you today from a hotel room in Gainesville, Florida. You know, Sue and I, most of you know, we live in Grapevine, Texas. That's where we live and minister out of. And we were really needing a break. We needed, as Jesus said to his disciples in Mark 6:31, the Bible says they were coming and going so that they didn't even have time to eat bread. And he said to his disciples, come apart and rest a while. That's the King James Version, Mark 6:31, come apart and rest a while. I remember many years ago, I heard somebody speak about come apart or come apart. So yes, we all need those times where we come apart, have a change of routine and rest our minds, rest our bodies. And so at the same time, we got word that a longtime friend who lives in Gainesville, Florida has been diagnosed with cancer. So we thought we would come out, reconnect, pray for this person, encourage them, and also make it a break and a change of pace for us. And so I'm so glad to be coming to you again. I want to continue my theme from yesterday. I was talking about the gift of prophecy and prophetic ministry and so on. And right now there is quite a large controversy, and some people are very angry about it over the differing views of prophetic ministry. And this all started just a few days ago when Mario Murillo, who is an evangelist, I've known of Mario since the 1970s, and he has been a very successful soul winner and evangelist. And you know, he could be called a charismatic. He believes in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and divine healing and miracles and all of that. But he was concerned about some of these modern people who call themselves prophets and things that they have been saying. Like, I guess there was, I haven't kept up with these people. I know there's some far things out there, but he was telling about how one woman told someone that, you know, she claimed she visited heaven and Jesus was giving one of her departed family members a second chance at salvation. Well, we know, you know, that is so unbiblical. And I guess somebody else was talking about they had been to heaven and said Superman was there giving flying lessons, and they saw children riding big dinosaurs, and they saw pools of jello, and just all kinds of ridiculous things. So Mario, he spoke out very strongly against this, and he'd been going on a TV program, but the people who run the TV show, the program, they were inviting some of these so-called prophets to be on, and he went to them and he said, you know, I just totally am not in sync and agreement with these people. I don't want to be on the same program with them. And so the program host rejected his concern. So it was after then he came out and he spoke clearly, and even called a couple of the people's names. And so at this same time, I wrote an article, and I put the link on yesterday's podcast, and I sent it to Charisma News, and it went viral. And I framed it in a question. I said, the title of the article said, should Mario Murillo, or was Mario Murillo right to publicly rebuke these prophets? Was Mario Murillo right to publicly rebuke these prophets? Well, it went viral, and just all kinds of response and so on. And it went viral on Charisma News, and I've had an unusual number of people also visiting their article on my blog. And most of the response has been positive. There has some that is very negative. And so I want to continue today, and I want to just hit what I think is the crux of the problem in this whole area of prophetic ministry. Now, I believe in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe in miracles. I believe in healings. I've seen God do such things. But all of these things work through human vessels, through human instruments. As our longtime friend, Bill Kaiser, Bill is up, I think he's 86 or 87 now, longtime teacher of God's word, missionary. He used to say many years ago, he used to say, God would like to use perfect people. The only problem, he can't find any. So the gifts of the Spirit, they flow through frail human vessels. And if we are not committed to truth, people will let their imaginations run wild. And they will, and this is what is happening today. People mistake their own overactive imaginations for the Spirit of God. And so this is something that that we all need to be aware of, not only for ourselves, but for others who come up with sometimes such bizarre, far-fetched ideas. But I think the crux of the issue that I want to mention to you today is this idea, and you've probably heard people saying this if you have any connections with the modern charismatic movement. For example, I heard a pastor of a very large church not too far from us in Grapevine said that a person approached him and said, "You have a lot of good leaders around you, but you don't have a prophet." And this was actually was Robert Morris, the pastor, senior pastor of Gateway Church. He said, he replied, "I don't need a prophet. I have the Holy Spirit." So this person was indicating, insinuating that he needed a prophet on his staff who would hear from God and then tell him what God was saying. I actually heard an individual on YouTube. I just stopped to listen to this person who claimed to be a prophet. Who, by the way, I heard him say that Donald Trump would be elected to a second term, a second consecutive term, which didn't happen. But this person said, these were his words, he said, "I hear from God for the rest of you. That is my business." Folks, this idea that there is this elite group of prophets that hear God for the rest of the church, it's totally unbiblical. That is an Old Testament concept. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit only came upon certain special people, certain kings like David, prophets such as Elijah, judges like Samuel and Deborah. But the Holy Spirit was not given to the masses. So the people, the masses, they did not have either the Bible or the Holy Spirit. So they had to go to inquire of a prophet. And so we see this is common in the Old Testament. But even in the Old Testament, the prophets in the Old Testament spoke of a time when that was going to change. Moses, in the book of Numbers, I don't have the reference right in front of me, but all this will be in the article that I'm going to post, the link. Moses said that he longed for a time when all of God's people would be prophets and that God would put his Spirit upon them. Joel 2:28, also spoke of this time when he said that it would come to pass, and God spoke through Joel, said, "It will come to pass that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. No longer will my Spirit be confined just to certain special people, but I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And even on my servants and my handmaidens," those were the lowest of society, he said, "I will pour out of my Spirit in those days and they will prophesy." Now, this was fulfilled with the coming of the Messiah, his inauguration of the new covenant, and the giving of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, everything changed. After that, you look at reading the book of Acts in the New Testament, you will not find one single example of anyone ever going and inquiring of a prophet to find out what God's will was. You will never find a single example of Jesus, Paul, or any New Testament writer instructing their audience, their readers, to find out, to seek out the prophets in their midst and find out what they have to say. No, that is totally foreign to the New Testament. Because now what we have in the New Testament, we have, you could call it a prophethood of all believers. All believers have the Holy Spirit. You know, some people will say, well, what about people like Agabus and Silas? They're called prophets. But one thing you need to notice, we need to notice, is they are not called prophet Agabus or prophet Silas. The word is never used as a title to designate office. The word is always used to designate function. Wow. Dr. Gordon Fee, one of the highest regarded New Testament scholars in the world, respected in all different kinds of denominations and camps, but who also was a tongue-talking Pentecostal. Gordon Fee says that the language is functional. And he says the people who are called prophets in the New Testament are merely those who prophesy more than the other members of the prophetic community. The prophetic community being the church. The church is a prophetic body. And so I agree with Gordon Fee. Those who are called prophets in the New Testament, they're just those who prophesy more than the other members of the prophetic body. There is no special elite group of prophets in the New Testament who hear God for the rest of the people. That is totally foreign to the New Testament. That is Old Testament thinking. Folks, we need to move out of the Old Covenant and we need to get into the New. We need to get into this New Covenant where the Spirit of God is poured out upon all flesh. Sons and daughters prophesy, even the handmaidens and the men servants and maid servants. Actually, those the literal words are though men slaves and women slaves. And so God wants us to know there is only one mediator between God and humanity, and it's Jesus Christ. And just like you don't need a priest to go to God on your behalf, you do not need a prophet to be God's mouthpiece on your behalf. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are born again. You are a prophetic person because you have the Holy Spirit. You are a new covenant person. You have the Holy Spirit living in you. Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. My heart is stirred about this. This is when we will see revival. When leaders stop putting themselves upon pedestals and trying to make other people believe that they have a special inroad with God where He is revealing things to them that nobody else knows. My friends, that is not of the Spirit of God. That is arrogance. That is pride. And as God said to me one time, the stronghold of deception is pride. So I encourage all of these self-proclaimed prophets, come down off your high horse. Humble yourselves in the dust. And I say this for all of us, including myself. We need to humble ourselves in the dust. We need to get rid of all of our honorific, impressive sounding titles and humble ourselves before God and cry out to Him. Only then will we truly see an outpouring of the Spirit in true prophetic ministry. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person that is listening to this podcast. I ask you, God, to bless them greatly today. Let their hearts be filled with your Spirit, with your presence and awareness of you. And just give them peace and understanding and a settleness in their spirit and in their heart that they can hear from you. You are living in them. They are connected with you through faith in Jesus Christ. And they don't have to be dependent on somebody else to tell them what God wants them to do. In fact, that is dangerous. And so I thank you, God, for everyone listening to this podcast in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'm going to post on this that you'll see just shortly. You will see a link to the article that gives more detail in what I was just talking about. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.